lots of festivities going on here next Thursday night at Bad Axe. So if you can make it out, join them at about 7:30. Should be tip-off. They'd love to have you. If you can't, they still would take donations, and I believe all that is going to stay in the local area. And it's something that we did over at Ubley, and it caught on, and it was part of the WBCA, and I know you guys tried to do it, and it's a great program. The women's basketball coach is behind it, and they like it, and I'm glad to see it spread as far as it has.
It's a great program.
Kay Yao had done a lot. She was the coach for NC State. She battled back from cancer two different times, and she coached right until the day she died, and was a great coach for it and done a lot like Jimmy B did. So if you can help them out, go ahead and help them out. It's a great way to help them out. Come on out and join the crowd here on Thursday night. Looking at upcoming games, I'm on tap for games coming up this week. Mary Lee, Thursday night, tomorrow night on the boys' side, Owen Gage at Akron Fairgrove. Akron Fairgrove needs that win to stay in contention.
Yeah, I would pick Akron Fairgrove. You know, they're tough.
Memphis at CPS, that's going to be a great great game there. I'm sure that Memphis is going to be motivated to give them another loss, or give CPS a loss in the league.
Yeah,
and
be
their
tough.
Second loss. And then Deckerville at Peck. Deckerville is a tough team, but Deckerville or Peck's right behind them at 5-4, so that should be a good game.
It looks pretty good.
And on the girls' side, tomorrow, Thursday, we've got Bad Axe at Reese. That could be an interesting game. Bad Axe girls are just like the boys. They're up and down, but I don't know. Reese has been on a roll, so it's hard to say. You know, you never know. Reese beat Cassidy 56-44, and you're hoping that they're not looking past that game to the big showdown that they're going to have with the Sandusky girls coming up next week, and that's always great. That'll be a game, if you can get over and want to see some good women's basketball, that'll be the next game when Reese and next week when Reese and Sandusky girls match up over at Reese. Also is going to be Bay City All Saints at Cassidy. Vassar at USA, that's going to be a great game. USA and Vassar will be a good matchup. Lakers at Harbor Beach, that's a rivalry game there. That could very well be a game, a rematch will be coming up, I believe, in district. And then you got Brown City at Mayville. It's a must-win for them to stay in contention. And on the Friday night side, we're looking at Bad Axe at Reese, Bay City All Saints at Cassidy, and this is boys. Vassar at USA, Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers at Harbor Beach, Sandusky at Ubley. That's a big game for Ubley and Sandusky.
Right.
More so for Ubley to stay in contention. And again, Harbor Beach is looking for their rival friends to not
help
them
out.
Off, but help them out here. Sandusky stands at 4-3 overall. Ubley's at 3-3, but you never know with the games you got coming here because Harbor Beach has to finish out with Sandusky, and I'm sure they would probably like to have Sandusky have another loss in there.
Very few times have you seen three losses, at least on the guys' side.
Right.
Every once in a while, and maybe on the girls' side, you'll see it. But
they can certainly mess things up if they would like. Brown City's at Mayville, Kingston's at Marlette, and then Caseville's at Port Hope. That's a boys-girls doubleheader. And let's start out talking about that, Mary Lee. That's a must-win for you guys at home.
It is. We need to win out as far as the regular league. We still have Memphis after Caseville, but Caseville has a couple of good players, and they're pretty prolific scorers.
And they seem to be in some of the big games when they need to be. They've stepped
they
up.
Have. They have Forsh and Yannick, I think is the name, Yannick. Both pretty strong girls, tough to defend. So.
Well, good luck to you there. We hope you win out, but we'll know how you do as we're going to have our next game here. We'll be on Cruise 102. We'll be Wednesday, Lakers at Cass City. We're not sure what the result is of the game over there now with USA and Cass City. So we'll see what that does to the Wild Wild West that's still going
that
out there.
That
was at USA, so in USA is very tough, and of course that's a rivalry. But then we kick off into some fun and exciting time. The March Madness starts.
And
we'll be bringing that to you on Cruise 102.1 for the girls segment of the district. I'll be joined by Brent Wainer, and we're going to start off on Monday night. Bad Axe at Cass City is the game we're going to have here on Cruise 102. As you know, or if you don't know, the MSHA has this new format and a new bright idea. I'm not sure if I agree with it, but the opening round is played at the home team court. So in the draw now, if you draw, you go to the home team's court. You don't play at the host school. So Bad Axe was the visitor. Cassidy was the home team, so they're playing at Cassidy. Harbor Beach drew the visitor spot versus Sandusky. They travel down to Sandusky.
Wow.
And then you got Lakers that travels over to Ubley on Monday in the girls' matchup. And, you know, that's so unfair to me, I think, because Harbor Beach is the host for the district tournament, and they've got to travel to Sandusky to play this game.
You know, and I think part of this might be because they're looking at or have wanted to change from four divisions to seven or eight,
okay,
which is really what it should be. And if they did that, you know, you would end up having maybe seven teams in a district.
Right.
I know the BCAM, Basketball Coaches Association of Michigan, has agreed that we need to change what we have. Our divisions are, there's such a span from Class C top to bottom, and it's just not fair.
Right.
But this isn't either.
And they did this in volleyball, you know, and this goes back to, you've seen the articles by Mike Bogan in the Tribune and other places in the Free Press, you know, how has the season change affected the girls? Well, it's definitely affected the girls' basketball program and I think the volleyball program, but it's killing them recruiting-wise. I mean, from my standpoint in doing recruiting, you know, we used to bank on being able to come to Michigan. One of the things when the WBCA used to love was the fact that they could send their top recruiters to Michigan and see the girls' basketball teams play, and same in the volleyball at the time, and see them actually play. Now that's changed. They don't have the time. It's going on at the same time as their seasons are going on. So they were relying on their recruiters coming out and going to the first-round district games. Same with volleyball. Volleyball was played this way this year. They cannot do it. You cannot send recruiters out now. We've got to pick the game we want to go to, so it's really hurting them, and along with the referee. You know, God bless the new officials that are coming in, but, you know, unfortunately the girls are getting the poorer officials, and you're seeing that. And you're seeing that even in games like tonight, in the first round of the JV boys games and the freshman game. You're seeing refereeing that's not top quality yet because they haven't had the experience, but they're getting thrown into the fast paces of the games, and they're not getting the junior high games and things, or even as many freshman games because there's not as many teams anymore.
Right.
So it's hurt all the way around. But we will have the first round, and that is BadX. Like we said, BadX drew Cass City, Harbor Beach, Sandusky. Elkton plays Ubley. And then USA drew a bye in the girls' Class C at Harbor Beach. Looking at the girls' Class B locally,
Port Hope.
It's being hosted at Port Hope. The first game will be Caseville at Port Hope on Monday night. That's at 7 o'clock.
We only have five teams tonight.
And that then is followed up by Wednesday night's games, where Owen Gage will be the first game against Akron Fairgrove at 6 p.m., and this is at Port Hope.
Right.
And then Kindy North Huron will be the next game, and they will wait for the winner of your game, Port Hope versus Caseville. So that should be interesting. And as we were talking about how the district has changed, Sandusky has moved up in here, and that everybody thinks Sandusky's going to have the run of the girls over here. What do you think, Mary Lee?
You know what? Even though, you know, they get the chance in the first round to play on their home court and then come to Harbor Beach, I don't think it's going to be that easy. I think, you know, teams know how they play and what they have. Lakers, at any given point in time, I think they could challenge them. I honestly have not seen Cass City, but I've seen them putting up some numbers. So, I think maybe USA is down a little bit this year, but who knows?
But USA's got a tough schedule, so this could really be anybody's district. I mean, a lot of people think Sandusky's going to run away with it. I don't think so. They're coming up here. Lakers is always ready. USA is always ready to go. Harbor Beach, yeah, it's going to be a tough battle to go there, but they've won there before. This year they're not the strong team that they have been in the past, but don't count them out, that's for sure.
Last year I watched the Harbor Beach Sandusky game at Harbor Beach, and Harbor Beach had them by double figures in the first half. And, you know, they're totally capable defensively of a team of really creating havoc and taking a team like Sandusky out of their game. And you better bring it for 32 minutes.
That's right. And
that's
district time is a whole different team. It's 32 minutes to go home or go to practice the next day. So it's going to be up to them. But we look forward to bringing you those games. Again, we'd like to thank our sponsors for tonight's game, Fion and Schmidt Insurance, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb area, McBay Insurance Agency of BadX, Kohler Propane, North Star Bank, Thumb Cellular, the Talk of the Thumb, Farm Bureau Insurance, Casey Yon, Harbor Beach, and Ubley. And so thank you to Thumb Broadcasting, or to Thumb Cellular. Transmission of this broadcast is carried by Thumb Cellular, the Talk of the Thumb. Again, Mary Lee, good luck tomorrow night and the rest of the way out. We'll see you next Wednesday. Hopefully you'll possibly have a championship title by then.
One game at a time.
And we'll see. And we want to thank our listeners. And again, thank Nikki and Derek back at the studio. And to those of you driving home, drive safe. Watch out for the fog tonight.
Yeah.
and drive safe. And again, take care of our sponsors. They bring you the Hometown Hoops, and we appreciate that. Have a good night.
It never fails. There's